I'm gonna spank you till you can't sit down.
Live music on WKY, NPR 91.3. It's a Be Good Tanya, Sam Frazee and Trish, and they are down at the Kentucky Theater tonight. It's part of the Woodsongs Old Time Radio Hour. Is this the first time you've had the chance to make it to our beautiful state of Kentucky?
Actually, we've been here a couple times.
Before,
yeah. We played in Louisville a few times before.
I was here
Louisville doesn't
ago.
Count.
Louisville doesn't count? Come on.
Or maybe three.
We played in Louisville maybe two or three times already.
First time in Lexington, though, right?
Yeah.
First time in Lexington. I was just out in near Hazard in White Fork visiting Lee Sexton. Mm-hmm. You know who that is?
Does not ring a bell. Who's Lee Sexton?
He's a banjo player. He is Roscoe Holcomb's cousin, and he lives in, out there past Hazard, back in the hills there. Nice man.
A musical influence?
Kind of. Yeah. A friend of mine and I were traveling there together to check out his banjo playing.
I find it interesting that you got your start busking in front of what? What was the first place you actually had a chance to play live?
A thrift store.
Really?
As this band. Yeah.
Yeah, we played in front of a thrift store. Actually, we kind of had a house gig at a thrift store in Vancouver where we would play Rain or Shine, and if it was raining, we'd play inside the thrift store, and they gave us credit for free clothes, for free vintage clothes, and that was great. We got lots of cool vintage clothes.
And then you were invited to the Lilith Fair, or you just kind of showed up?
No, we actually busked outside of Lilith Fair one time.
We were arrested outside of the Lilith Fair.
We were told to move on by police, actually.
We
in fact were told to move by the security because we were busking in front of the lineup.
Are we talking mugshots here?
Yeah.
No, but someone gave us weed as a tip.
They should not.
Actually, they were pot brownies. And then we ate them.
Of course, we gave them to the police. God. We said, we can't have these.
These are illegal.
Yeah.
Everything's okay
better.
Now, though, right?
We knew better.
Okay.
Than,
watch my hand.
Still haven't worn off.
I'm going to move my hand across the air here.
So wow,
it's been 8 years. The brownies are still in effect.
Wow. So you got your third album out on a roll. I guess you could say. Is this all music that you had tucked away? Or, I mean, have you been writing songs all this time? How's that worked for you?
Yeah, writing here and there. And some, you know, you start touring and then you get sick of the album that you're touring. So you start incorporating the new songs. The new songs are always more exciting. So these were songs we were probably already playing for quite a while before we.
I just got to say, your vocals is a combination unlike anything I've ever heard. The vibrato is incredible. It just mesmerizes me.
Aww.
I mean, do you find that people are telling you that you have that effect on them pretty much across the board? Do you ever hear that?
People like our music.
Usually people just kind of lie down and start flopping around.
Really?
Speaking in tongues.
No.
It's really quite amazing.
More of those brownies, I suppose.
People lose their...
Yeah.
Especially when we sell them brownies.
People become incontinent sometimes.
That's very sweet. Thank you.
Now, Sam, I understand that you were pretty much the one that instigated the whole thing. Am I right here?
I wouldn't say that.
You're going to start a fight here. There's someone in the story.
There's varying versions of the
story. Actually, the band actually coalesced around Jolie Holland originally. And she was kind of a big motivator in the beginning for us all getting together. Mm. We were all listening to the same kinds of music, a lot of old music, a lot of old blues and old gospel. And then we were a four-piece band, including Jolie, for about a year and a half. And then she left the band, and the three of us just continued on.
Who's doing most of the songwriting here? Is it a joint effort?
I think Frazee and I do the majority of the songwriting, and we also cover other people's songs as well.
And we do a lot of arranging as a band and work out stuff as a band and take apart old songs, and we'll do that all together, kind of.
I noticed that you covered Canadian folk and Sean Hayes' song on this.
He's
new
American.
He's actually from San Francisco.
I see. Yes. Terribly sorry.
He's a wonderful musician.
He's amazing.
Got one of Mississippi with John Hurt's songs on here.
Uh-huh.
Gotta like that.
Yeah.
And what about the When Doves Cry? How did that come about? When you decided to cover Prince?
There was no decision.
No.
Because I know so many women that, you know, the first thing that they say when you mention the word Prince is, I will have his baby.
Totally.
You know? So, I mean, is that what it's all about, or is it just, you know?
He's a huge influence on me. It's the first album that I purchased as a young teenager. But we had a rhythm section from Chicago from a band called JT and the Clouds.
Who are awesome.
Us in Vancouver, and they were recording Scattered Leaves and a couple tracks. And they were staying at my house, and I happened to be putting on Prince every morning, and they happened to be
huge Prince fans.
So in the break between us recording two different songs that were supposed to go on the album, we're like, let's do this one. And we did it in about three takes, and then we snuck it on the album. But I was reading on the plane about a Joni Mitchell tribute album, and Prince covers one of my favorite songs, A Case of You.
Oh, I love that song.
And
it's
fantastic. Like, that is so cool. Folk people covering Prince and Prince covering folk people.
I wonder if
Why do the worlds have to be so far apart?
Yeah, I wonder if Prince would like our version.
They have to be so far apart.
We should tour with Prince. We should open for Prince.
We should have Prince's babies.
Really?
I don't really know if I want to have Prince's baby.
We'll have to get word to him. I've got a feeling that he's probably has no shortage
of takers.
Willing candidates. What about tonight? I understand you're going to have more than just the three of you on stage tonight. We have a rhythm section.
We have our dudes.
They're a couple of solid playing, awesome.
Okay, so we can expect a little
tolerant
bit
tolerant and patient.
A little friends. Fuller, a bit fuller sound tonight than what we are hearing today live on the radio. Mm-hmm. And we'd love to go ahead and get another song from you right now if we could. By the way, tickets and information available for tonight's show, 252-8888. Maybe sold out, maybe not. Take your chances. What are you going to play for us now, ladies?
We're going to play you a song off Hello Love, and it's called Song for R, it's about my brother.
Okay, it's the Be Good Tanyas live on WUKY.
You see people coming from all sides with their broken hearts and hollow eyes, and you try to love, but it's easier to hate when the seed that was planted was watered too. It was late last night when the doorbell rang. My brother and son.
stood shaking on the doorstep in the rain, with a freight train pounding in his veins. And I took him in and cleaned him up, gave him some water and I put him to bed. And then I cried for the sadness of his life and his lonely struggle with addiction. And friends say, oh, what a shame. And mom says, no one but himself. But I don't want to play that game, 'cause I know the truth is not so plain. Call it a hard life or a lack of love, call it passed down from his father, call it lack of faith in God above. There are no easy answers. Well, he is just a child. He is just stretched out for love. I'm stretched out for love. I'm stretched out for love. Live
music on WKY. It is the Be Good Tanyas. It's Sam Frazee and Trish, and they'll be downtown at the Kentucky Theater tonight. It's part of the Woodsongs Old Time Radio Hour. It sure is just a delight to have you here in the studios.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Best of luck to you in your travels, and put more records out. Can you do that for us? By the way, if you want to find out about their latest record called Hello Love and all their other two recordings, you can go online to thebegoodtanyas.com and see pictures of them and all that good stuff. And maybe you can find out where you can see them again if you can't catch them tonight down at the Kentucky. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Best of luck to you. We'll see you again next time.